Have you ever been absolutely swept away by someone's story, completely losing track of time as you hung on their every word?
Oh, definitely.
Or perhaps you found yourself on the other side, sharing what you thought was a fascinating tale, only to see eyes glaze over and glances drift towards watches.
Ugh, yeah. That feeling, not great.
Well, today we're diving deep into that universal, incredibly human, and undeniably powerful skill, the art of storytelling. We're unpacking the rich insights from a fantastic source, Be Interesting, The Art of Storytelling by Bearded Colonel.
It's truly an illuminating piece, isn't it? What's so immediately striking is how the article frames storytelling not just as, you know, entertainment,
Right.
but as a foundational human tool. From our earliest years, like when an 11-year-old might be crafting an elaborate backstory for missing homework.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right through to adulthood. Whether Thomas is trying to impress a date with a grizzly bear encounter in Banff,
oh, wow.
Or simply reading a bedtime story to his daughter, it's woven into the fabric of our lives.
Exactly. And for this deep dive, our mission is straightforward. Whether you're gearing up for a crucial business presentation, aiming to charm at your next social gathering, or simply want to recount that incredible summer adventure without those dreaded glazed-over eyes, we're going to equip you with practical, actionable tools.
Tools you can actually use.
The goal, to transform your everyday narratives into truly captivating experiences. So what does this mean for you specifically?
Yeah, what's the takeaway?
It means you don't need to be born a natural storyteller. You just need the right framework, the right techniques, and, well, a little practice.
And that really gets to the core of it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This raises an important question. Why do people so often equate their interest in your stories with their interest in you as a person?
That's a good point. Why is that?
It's because compelling storytelling is a direct signal. It demonstrates engagement, passion, a sharp mind, and a profound ability to connect on a human level.
So it says something about you.
Exactly. Mastering it isn't just about sharing information. It's about enhancing your personal magnetism and how effectively you communicate in, well, every sphere of life.
So let's really unpack this idea, the universal skill of storytelling. The source makes it crystal clear that this isn't some, you know, esoteric talent reserved for authors or charismatic public speakers.
Not at all.
It's a fundamental part of our human experience, something we all engage in, often subconsciously.
We really do.
Think about it. From that 11-year-old Tommy, not just making up an excuse, but crafting a narrative about why his homework isn't done.
Right, putting a spin on it.
Or perhaps recounting a game-winning goal on the playground in a way that elevates his social standing. It's about influencing, connecting, creating a shared reality.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it underscores a fundamental human need, the need for narrative structure to make sense of the world. Our brains are kind of hardwired for stories.
That makes sense.
They help us process information, remember details, and understand complex concepts. The contexts may shift dramatically, schoolyard triumph, near-death experience.
Yeah, big difference.
But the underlying principles for a well-told story remain remarkably consistent across the board. The success of any recounted experience, whether it's a harrowing tale or a simple bedtime story, it really hinges on applying these timeless techniques effectively.
And the truly encouraging news, according to our source, is that this isn't an innate gift that only a lucky few possess.
Okay.
It's a craft. It's a set of learnable skills like any other.
Absolutely learnable.
So let's stop talking around the tools and actually dive into the specific techniques that can transform your storytelling from merely passable to absolutely captivating.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for anyone looking to make an impact. The very first essential tool for great storytelling is what our source calls an irresistible hook.
The hook, yes.
Think of it like a fishing analogy. You need to engage your audience from the very first moment.
It's
if you don't reel them in instantly, if you don't pique their curiosity immediately, you've kind of lost them before you've even truly begun.
Exactly right. Your listener's brain needs to be activated from the outset, drawn in by curiosity. No one wants to invest their mental energy in a story that kicks off with,
So I went to the store.
Right. So I was out of bread and had to run to the store. That's just too mundane. Unless, of course, that trip immediately took a wildly unexpected turn.
Okay. Yeah.
What the article hints at is that a good hook creates an immediate information gap in the listener's mind. We, as humans, are almost neurologically compelled to fill that gap. We need to know what happens next.
Ah, that's clever. So you create a question they want answered.
Precisely.
The key, then, is an attention-grabbing statement or rhetorical question. The source provides a fantastic example that vividly demonstrates this power. Instead of that utterly uninspiring bread run, imagine starting with, let me just start by asking, have you ever had an entire supermarket stare at you in utter disbelief and horror?
Whoa, okay, that gets my attention.
Right. What a difference. That instantly creates a jolt of curiosity. You're leaning forward, your imagination is fired up.
Totally.
And you're compelled to listen because you desperately want to understand what could possibly lead to such a dramatic situation.
Yeah.
That's the true power of an effective hook. It creates an immediate need for information.
Got it. Hook them hard, right away.
So you've successfully hooked them. You've got their attention with that initial burst of intrigue. But naturally, you can't hold that attention forever with just one compelling line.
Right, you need more.
This is where our second tool comes into play. Building your scene. This isn't just about describing where you are.
No.
It's about making your audience feel like they were right there with you, immersed in the moment. It's about transportation.
Absolutely. This goes beyond simply providing context. It's about immediately expanding into rich sensory details that bring the environment to life.
Sensory details. Okay.
The article really emphasizes using strong, specific words. Mm-hmm. And I'd add to that the power of active verbs and sensory language. Your listeners shouldn't just hear your words. Mm. They should be able to almost feel the crisp morning fog on their skin, smell the stale beer in the air, or hear the creak of a treacherous door. It's about employing the show don't tell principle, where you're actively inviting your audience into the experience.
Making them participants.
Yeah, rather than passive recipients. It's about selecting the most evocative details, not just listing every single thing.
Okay, so be selective but powerful. The source gives us a truly fantastic illustration of this. Instead of a bland recounting, you paint a vivid picture.
Like what?
He was slapped awake by a crisp fog that had rolled in just hours before. With the stench of stale beer clinging to his jacket, he rose and did what he could not manage the night before, turning his damn key to open that treacherous door.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can really picture that. Feel the cold, smell the beer.
Exactly. You can practically see that scene unfolding, feel the biting cold, smell that lingering odor, and almost taste the character's sheer frustration, can't you?
Definitely.
It's the difference between hearing a report and experiencing a memory.
Well put. Scene setting is key.
Every truly memorable story has a heartbeat, a dynamic rhythm that keeps the listener engaged and invested.
A rhythm, yeah.
And that brings us to our third crucial tool, building and releasing tension. The article wisely points out that no good story is linear, and that's a critical insight.
Right. Not just A to B to C.
It's not just about a straight progression of events. It's about a carefully orchestrated dance of anticipation and relief.
Precisely. This means your narrative should deliberately weave in moments that intensely engage the audience, creating anticipation, maybe even a slight sense of anxiety or suspense, followed by a release of that tension, allowing for a moment of ease before the next build-up.
So ups and downs.
Exactly. While every story naturally moves toward a main climax, the article's real insight is that you need additional moments of tension buildup and release throughout the narrative.
Not just at the very end.
Right. This prevents the story from becoming flat or monotonous, ensures the listener never drifts off, and keeps them consistently eager for what's coming next.
Keeps them on the edge of their seat, kinda.
It's about creating an emotional roller coaster, even on a small scale, rather than a flat path. Think about different kinds of tension, too. Is it a ticking clock, an internal conflict, a looming external threat? Varying these keeps the listener guessing.
Okay, vary the types of tension, too. Interesting. This next tool is actually a powerful duo, and it's all about refining your delivery and ensuring crystal clear communication, maintaining both focus and flow.
Focus and flow. Got it.
First, let's talk about focus. We all know that person, right? Yes. The one who, when telling a story, gets hopelessly lost in the weeds.
Oh, absolutely. The tangents.
Adding anecdote upon anecdote, tangent upon tangent, until you're honestly not sure what the original point of the story was.
Huh. Yes. The article wisely advises not to lose your story in too many unnecessary details. While vivid description is vital, as we just discussed with scene building, there's a crucial difference between evocative detail and superfluous information. If your story devolves into ramblings, your audience will quickly disengage.
They'll check out.
And ironically, despite the extra words, they'll lose the plot. You need to cut the needless details unless they are absolutely crucial to advancing the narrative or revealing character.
Like the example they give.
Yeah, like the example of a dog somehow escaping and traversing Canada to save you from a grizzly bear. That detail is essential. It's a game changer.
Right, you need that bit.
But the color of the grizzly bear's eyes, unless it has direct relevance to the plot or character, it can often be left out. Prune the story.
Cut the fat. And then there's flow. The advice here is simple, but incredibly powerful. Stick to chronological order.
Keep it straight.
There's nothing that pulls a listener out of a story faster than constant backtracking.
Yeah.
If you're mid-sentence describing a dramatic moment and suddenly interrupt with, "Oh, I forgot. Right before this happened, we blew all our money at the casino."
Oh, man. Yeah. That kills the momentum.
You've completely shattered the immersive experience you worked so hard to build.
Indeed. Instead of disrupting, you need to weave it in naturally. The suggestion is to phrase it something like, "And as luck would have it, we were completely out of money after a few bad hands of blackjack just hours prior."
Ah, much smoother.
See the difference? This maintains the narrative momentum, keeps the listener immersed, and ensures you don't pull them out of the carefully constructed world you've built.
It's about seamless integration of information.
Making sure every piece feels like it belongs exactly where it is. Keep it moving forward.
Okay, focus and flow. Makes sense. You've reeled them in, you've set a vivid scene, you've built and released tension, and you've kept it focused with excellent flow. Now, for the grand finale, tool number 5, and it's absolutely vital.
The ending.
Give your audience closure. Don't leave them hanging.
That's absolutely critical. Your listener has invested their precious time and attention in your narrative, so they absolutely deserve a decisive conclusion.
They earned it.
They did. The article explicitly cautions against leaving things uncertain, referencing Pulp Fiction. And while cinematic ambiguity might work for a brilliant director like Quentin Tarantino,
yeah, maybe in a movie.
For everyday storytelling, the advice is clear and direct. You're going to piss off your friends if you don't finish up your story.
Hmm. Fair enough.
A satisfying conclusion isn't just about tying up loose ends. It's about providing meaning and a sense of completeness, a final aha or emotional resonance that makes the whole journey worthwhile.
The payoff.
It's the psychological reward for their engagement. Give them that satisfying wrap-up.
Okay, bring it home strong. So beyond these 5 foundational pillars, the source leaves us with a couple of powerful final tips and tricks for true storytelling mastery.
Bonus tips.
The first is knowing your story inside and out. This isn't just about rote memorization. It's about internalizing the narrative so deeply that it becomes a part of you.
This is crucial because it truly frees you up during the actual telling. When you're not struggling to recall what happened next or fumbling for precise details, your cognitive load is reduced.
Ah. Frees up brain space.
Exactly. This allows you to focus on your showmanship, your vocal delivery, your pace, your expressions, your gestures, all that performance stuff.
Right.
It also naturally reduces any backtracking, which, as we just discussed, is vital for maintaining that smooth, engaging flow. Knowing your story intimately gives you the confidence to truly perform it.
Perform it, not just recite it. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And the second tip is all about physical delivery.
Yeah.
Tell your story with your whole body.
Yeah, physical.
The article recommends using your hands to explain things. It's proven to be very engaging. Think about how people naturally gesture when they're passionate or excited. It adds another layer of communication.
Makes it more dynamic.
And don't shy away from using distinct voices and tones for different characters and settings. That truly brings the story to life, making it a multi-sensory experience.
Yeah, doing the voices. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it underscores that storytelling is not purely a verbal act. It's a full sensory performance.
More than just words.
Engaging your body, using vocal variety, and employing appropriate gestures add powerful layers of authenticity and captivation. Nonverbal cues can convey as much, if not more, than the words themselves. Drawing your audience deeper into your world and making your narrative unforgettable. It's about embodying your story.
Embodying it. I like that. So there you have it. A robust framework for great storytelling, distilled from Be Interesting, The Art of Storytelling.
A really solid framework.
From mastering that irresistible hook, to painting a vivid scene, skillfully managing tension, maintaining sharp focus and seamless flow, and finally, delivering a satisfying conclusion.
All the key pieces.
These tools are designed to transform your narratives from merely recounted events into truly magnificent, memorable experiences.
This deep dive unequivocally shows us that becoming a truly compelling storyteller isn't some unteachable innate talent you either have or don't.
It's not magic.
No. Instead, it's a learnable craft, a set of skills that can be honed and perfected. By consciously applying these techniques, you can ensure your adventures, your anecdotes, even your everyday observations resonate deeply and memorably with anyone who listens.
Remember, people are very often going to equate their interest in your stories to their interest in you.
That connection is key.
So as you go back to crafting that presentation for your team, or even just sharing your latest client win, consider. What's one story you tell often that could be instantly elevated by applying just one of these techniques?
Just one thing to try.
Perhaps a more engaging hook or more vivid scene. Pick one and try it out. See what happens.
Or, taking that a step further, consider the broader implications. How might mastering these storytelling tools impact not just your social interactions, but your professional life in ways you haven't considered?
Yeah, beyond just casual chats.
Think about everything from persuading stakeholders in a meeting to delivering a compelling client pitch, or even crafting an email that genuinely captures attention.
Emails too. Interesting.
The power of narrative is truly everywhere, waiting for you to wield it.
Something to mull over as you go out and tell your next great story. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.